quarantine theme.
In 2020, everyone is staying home. Oh, oh, oh. They're making a podcast and hoping it will last to help with their boredom. A chance to flex all the rest, art expression. You hear that? You hear that? I think this podcast can outlast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Second Golden Age of Radio. I'm your host, Richard Templeman, and our special guest of this episode is Ruth Prudence. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
So well, how are you?
Fine. Yes, I'm doing fine. This lifestyle is how I've been living.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. But it's scary out there for sure. You know, yeah. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good under the circumstances. I think similar to what you just said. It's different.
No, totally. Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to say what I'm saying. Oh yeah, I'm Richard Templeman. I'm host of Second Golden Age of Radio.
Hey, are we recording?
Yeah.
Is this the thing?
This is the thing.
What? Wow. Oh, heavens.
I know.
Okay.
What happened? It just transitioned from regular banter talking to let's just start.
Let's just go for it. Yay. Okay. What a show. What a great show.
Thank you.
I love this show. And I'm on this show? Wow. What happened?
I know.
It's like I stumbled into a golden portal of radio. Yes.
Yeah, it's like Ruth, a fan of the podcast, is actually on the podcast. It's like, whoa.
It's crazy. It's like I'm talking to Monica from Friends. Not that that's who you are.
If only yeah. I was Courtney Cox.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
So before listening to this podcast, because you might be one of a couple of, you know, couple handful of people who have even heard the podcast before being a guest, did you listen to old time radio in the past?
Ooh, great question. I feel like I grew up in the 1950s listening to, Frank Sinatra routines and I Love Lucy at my grandma's. And,
oh, yeah.
On the radio was like a lot of like dramas, plays and stuff. Some comedy, but a lot of like long car ride trips type stuff. So I don't know if it was 1940s specifically or, but somewhere around then, that kind of feel. And, yeah, I love radio. I love this medium. I think it's a very cool thing.
Oh, yay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I feel like it was similar for me. Like I would listen to them at night before going to bed. I would listen to them in the car for sure. And yeah, it's just something to pass the time and they're always engaging.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I guess I've heard you talk in the past about it, but yeah. Like, can I ask you a question? What was the first show or was there a show that was like the first show that you like chose to listen to, that you kind of selected or picked out and
okay, good question.
Like, listened to it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I stumbled upon the medium by accident. And so the first show I listened to was an accident. So the first one that I picked after the happy accident was probably My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. So it was, so it was like I Love Lucy before I Love Lucy.
And you like that was that when you say think about yourself, does that mean you listened to it like other people weren't listening to it or that was the one you chose to listen and other people heard that too? Like, were you?
It was just me. Like, I picked it out for myself and I was basically the only one. I think it was on cassette tape that I was listening to them.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was fun. I love Lucy. So she's good.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. No, she's a favorite.
Now, when we were talking, I believe it was just yesterday, about what genre might interest you, you kind of mentioned an Alfred Hitchcock type story.
Yeah. Alfred Hitchcock, like suspense or like a serialized, you know, narrative that's very digestible, but still with like a twist or something.
So I happened to look up a show called Dark Fantasy. And Dark Fantasy was a short series with Tales of the Weird, Adventure of the Supernatural, created by Scott Bishop. And it was a horror drama series that aired on NBC between 1941 and 1942. So not very long.
But they gave it a try and someone greenlit it. And then, yeah.
They gave it a try.
I'm glad that it was around back then.
Exactly.
That style. Yeah.
Apparently it originated in Oklahoma City, and the writer Scott Bishop also did Mysterious Traveler and The Sealed Book, and I'd never heard of those either, so that's fine. Although it was a short series, the shows are excellent, with some of the stories were told that were way ahead of their time, and they basically just were popular for just a short time, and it's kind of sad, but at least they were good.
Hey. Yeah. Like canceled the show on Netflix.
I know.
At least it, yeah.
At least it had a chance.
Sure, yeah.
So the episode we will be listening to is called Dark Fantasy, Pennsylvania Turnpike, from 1942.
Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, mister. Mind if I come in and sit a while?
Nope, reckon it don't. Get sort of dad blame lonesome along this highway.
Much obliged. My feet wouldn't hold up another mile.
Are you hitching?
Yep.
Going fur?
Don't know.
Come fur?
Yep. Come a ranch, smart piece.
Getting pretty old, be hitchhiking. Get many rides?
Yep.
Had anything to eat lately?
Not much. Coffee smells good.
It is good. Make it myself. How about a cup? Warm you up.
All right.
Matter of fact, I'll have one with you. Say, what kind of tobacco is that?
It's King's Choice.
Never heard of it.
No. Reckon you never have.
Something new?
Older than you are.
Mm-hmm. Where can you buy it?
Reckon you can't anymore.
Oh, quit making it, huh?
About 100 years or so back.
Hmm?
You wouldn't remember.
Oh, you're ribbing me, huh? Of course I wouldn't remember 100 years back. Neither would you.
You'd be surprised, mister.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Especially.
I don't get it. Look. You smoking tobacco 100 years old.
Nothing particularly remarkable about that, is there? I always say what's old belongs to the old.
I reckon you're not more than 60.
60?
Sure, 65 at most.
My friend, suppose you take 60, double it, and add a century.
What? Double 60 and add 100? Why, that's 220.
Your arithmetic is excellent. Have a match?
Match? Match? Where? Oh, yes. Sure, match. Here you be.
Thank you. You have a customer.
Oh, yes. Generally, somebody stops for a few gallons of gas along about this time.
Better throw away that cigarette around that gasoline.
Be back in a minute, old hammer.
All right, we are back from our listening escapade. Getting a little peek into the dark fantasy. So, Ruth, what did you think of that episode?
It was a cool concept. I meant what I said earlier. It was nice to see that style back then of kind of kooky. There was some like spooky stuff, you know. It was nice. I mean, I think of that time era on the radio. That's kind of like cool that people would put that out there. I like that. I like people that are kind of pushing the envelope. Yeah.
A weird story, right? I feel like it started in some sort of convenience store or shop, and an old man came in and he kind of hinted to the fact that he was basically 180 years old or more. Whatever he said, 220 maybe.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, what's going on? Is this guy a ghost or is he like never can die? What's his story?
Yes. No, it's like, I wish. Yeah. 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 Go ahead.
I was like, it was just weird.
It was, it was like a lot of like curveballs, what seemed normal turned out to be not normal, but yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't guess the twist either. Like, for real, I did not understand that the red-haired guy was somebody who's a relative of the dead guy's past who killed him back in the day. Like, that was crazy.
Oh, I'm so glad you filled that in. I was listening, I was like, wait, what? And it was like kind of spooky sounds. And I was like, oh no.
So apparently the old guy who turns out to be a dead ghost was after this red-haired man, because the red-haired man's grandpa or something was coming west and he stole the old man's gold and said, if you don't give me this gold, I'm going to shoot you. And he's like, well, I'm not giving you this gold. And then he shot him. So he's like,
whoa.
Yeah, he's like, your grandpa did this to me, so I am going to kill you now.
I heard the ghost's anger and like the surprise of being so old, but then I didn't like understand the reasoning. I was like, oh man, that sucks. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does that descendant deserve that then?
That's what I think.
You know, the wrath of it.
I think no.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, I don't know. That's crazy. That's a deep question.
Yeah, like the morality here. The moralities are a little skewed.
Oh, my heavens. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
So as far as that episode goes, it was interesting and kooky, like you say, and somewhat weird. Yeah, it says here on otrplotspot.com that Dark Fantasy was a series devoted to the bizarre and uncanny and featured stories from multiple genres, including murder, sci-fi, horror, and supernatural. I feel like we get a little bit of all of that.
There's a lot of touches on all those things. Mm-hmm. And it was fun to listen to. That's why, like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, I felt the same way. So if we were going to do our own version of the Dark Fantasy series, I don't know. I guess we could do it. There's plenty of shows out there that still have all those elements.
Well, yeah. Well, anything you'd like to do.
All right. Well, I guess we can start Dark Fantasy. Kind of like Black Mirror, if you think about it. It's a weird Twilight Zone type show, you know?
The way I said yeah is the way someone who is not in Black Mirror, or knock on wood, not in Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But the plucky sort of naivete, it's like, oh.
Exactly. All right, so let me think. Do you just want me to start saying stuff and then we could just improv from there?
Oh, okay. Sure.
I feel like I'm just kind of pulling you along. I want you to be comfortable.
I feel great. I don't want to take over or talk over you. So it's your, it's your great show. So however.
Well, I'll just try to cue you in, and that way we don't talk over each other.
Okay, killer. I love it. Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode of the Dark Fantastical Stories. Oh, it is a treat to have this listenership. We've been going for a good year. Hope that our show lasts more than 1 year. You know, it's been a great ride, but if this is our series finale, we wanted to leave you with an episode that is twisty and gives it a real bang for the ending. Yeah, so we zoom into a small town. It kind of reminds me of Idaho or Utah in the mountains. It's a little isolated from all the hustle and bustle of the city life. And we zoom in on a coffee shop that's owned by a small business owner that is just trying to make ends meet. So we zoom in on the coffee shop and the hustle and bustle.
And the business owner looks across the favorite customer, and business owner says, "I'll tell you, Jeff, it's getting crazy in this town. You know."
I agree with you. It's getting real crazy. They're trying to build a Walmart.
I mean, I can't. Can you blame them? There's all sorts of things coming in and coming out, and I don't even know what's what anymore. You know, this, if only all the customers were as loyal as you. So many things have changed in this town, and I don't know if I could hold out of this shop much longer.
Well, you know what I say? I say, if I'm living in the present, it's like I'm living in the past and I'm living in the future. Because, I'll let you in on a little secret. I have a bit of technology that makes me live forever.
Wait, is this one of your riddles again? One of your famous riddles? Jeff's famous, put it on the chalkboard? What was it? What do you mean? How so?
Well, I quite thank you for regaling me with your compliments about my riddles, but this riddle seems to be more of a reality riddle.
Well, I'll be. How ancient, how many Earth years are you?
Well, I...
What is your real name?
Well, I like to be called Jeff Steele, but I guess when I was born, it was a longer name. It was Jeffrey Nantucket Charles James Williams, the proprietor of this town.
Like the plaque says. Well, this is your town? Your man is...
Yeah, this is my town. I never wanted to leave.
What do you think of this town being so crazy?
Well...
Do you... Yeah.
No, I don't. That's what I say. I don't like it. I think that Walmart should... You know what? Because I've lived so long with my technology. It's kind of like a pacemaker, but it's, it actually just recycles my blood and my enzymes and my cells and all my living parts. It keeps it generated. So.
You're speaking the language of human science. Does that mean that you're just years ahead of us, or are you from a different time and place?
Well, I reckon I better level with you, being such a loyal customer as I am. You know, when your mother and father opened this coffee shop years and years ago, I said, I'm never leaving here. I'm never leaving this town or this coffee shop.
Oh my God. The owner walks over to the wall and pulls out a picture. Is this you in the grand opening of this place? I never recognized it before, but it's you.
Yeah.
By golly, it's you. Ah. What a day this is proven to be. Oh my.
Yes, I do.
Your Majesty.
I come from the future. And when I settled back, I went back probably 100, 200 years from my original timeline. And I said, I like this town. And it looks like it's a town that'll never change. And I want to keep it that way. I don't want Walmart to come here. And you better help me defeat them.
Are you saying that the tools from the future are unable to defeat Walmart as it stands today? That you need our help?
Unfortunately, yes, I need your help because I have no access to my future tools anymore. I gave that life up.
Oh, no. Drat.
Drat indeed.
Well, we, united by your vision and your leadership, surely the town can coalesce. Who even wants Walmart anyway?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone wants it.
I can't believe it's happening.
Well, say, you have that laptop computer there. You pull it open and you take a poll right now of everyone in town.
All right, hang on. All right, there's only 17,000 of us and we're all on the same telegram. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, everyone's watching. Big Bang Theory is popular again tonight. All right, hang on. Hang on. Do you like? Why do you want Walmart?
Let me. Yeah.
Why with two? Low prices. Low prices comes back as the number one answer. 69.3% of respondents say
they want low prices.
They don't want clean environment. I don't want this to be I don't want to get in. They don't care about the environment, but they care about low prices. It's like, you know, short term over long term. I can't get into it. I don't want to get into value systems or judgment about what's priorities for different people and the environment. But yeah,
well, then
factor in everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's only one thing we can do. I think you need to go in there and just burn down the whole thing. That way they can't build it, and who cares about low prices?
What? You. May I frame what I'm hearing? The proposal is that I shut down the coffee shop, middle of the day. It's just great to see you in here always, Jeff, my loyal customer. Clear the Walmart of any civilians and make sure that there are no casualties that can, but then burn to the ground?
Yeah, I think you got it. I don't even think you had to rephrase it. You just got it.
Wow. Well, it wasn't on my agenda for the morning to be burning anything down. But hey, this, coming from the future especially, it's just, well, I guess I better clean up shop and get over to the Walmart.
I'll follow you. I'll just watch from...
Cut to the Walmart with the shopkeeper outside with a oily rag and a stick, and he won't get let in. Listen, I have to come in. There's something very important in this store, and not only I can tend to it. Please let me in.
Now, I don't want to be rude to you, but I am the supervising manager here at the Walmart. It's brand new. And it looks like you got a dirty rag.
Listen, Marie,
dirty rags.
We're thrilled that they chose you to lead this, to help open this new store, okay? You were very popular in high school. Listen, I need to get into this Walmart, and I need to carry out some very specific activities that I can't discuss right now, Marie. So please just step aside and let me in this Walmart.
I'm going to warn you one more time that it's not advisable for you to be bringing outside products such as dirty old rags into the new Walmart.
I need, listen, there is future prophecy riding on this, Marie. All right, I'll split the difference with you. I will leave this rag here. I just need to go inside and not make a scene.
That sounds great. You can come in now that you don't have that dirty rag.
Okay, I'll leave it. Okay, all right. The person runs to the PA. Attention, store shoppers! There's free stuff in the parking lot. There's no prices. No prices in the parking lot. Go there. Get the safety. Over and out. There's commotion in the store, and the shopkeeper goes to the lawn department and opens up cans of propane and starts spreading a fire, but he's tackled by store employees really quickly, and they put the fire out. And then they're asking him, is it taking him away? He's just mumbling to himself. The future!
Now, let me get this straight. You expect us to believe that there are people from the future that have told you to burn down the Walmart? Doesn't make any sense.
It's the founder of the town that we all live in, man. It's not coming from me, it's coming from a higher authority.
Now, I don't understand. The founder of this town should be from the past, and you've quite clearly said that you heard this from the future. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm all muddled up in my brain, man. Listen, I've scribbled it down on these pieces of paper, okay? Just put the pieces together. Let me just unfold it. You can see, okay? He's from the future in the past, and oh, man.
Oh, hey, looks like we have a visitor. I'm gonna let you two hash it out. Come in, Jeff, come in. You remember Jeff, he's like your favorite customer or whatever.
Jeff, oh, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good.
They've treated me well.
Well, it's good to see you too. Well, I guess I should also come clean to why I have made you do this terrible mission.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't. The responsibility isn't fully yours. I mean, I willingly participated in this scheme to. But go ahead. Yes.
Yes, it was somewhat of a trap, I reckon. In the future, where I come from, you have a great, great, great granddaughter, and I tried my best to win over her hand and her love and. She rejected me. She pushed me down and said I'd never amount to anything. So I told her right then and there, I said, you're going to regret the day that you were ever born. I'm going to make something of myself. I'm going to start a town on my own, and I'm going to avenge this somehow by making sure you're never born. So I wonder if you could connect some of the dots, shopkeeper, see what I've started here.
Oh my God! Shopkeeper has crumpled pieces of paper all around with like little scribbles, and he just. Just let her go, man! Just let her go! Let the kid go!
Well, I can't let her go if she's never born, and if you never are out of. If you're never. If you're never out of this situation, if you're going from prison to mental institutions because I don't believe your stories, which are true stories, then you'll never procreate, and then I'll never be rejected.
This is staggering on so many levels. Someone is from the future, and they have it out for me. Oh, heavens. Oh, my golly. Thank God no one was hurt.
Cut to 25 years later. The shopkeeper has been from mental institution to hospital to many places, always touting the same story. No one ever believes what's going on. But because the shopkeeper never fell in love, got married, had children, it created this time paradox where all of a sudden everything went blank. All you could see in the white void of the universe is Jeff and the shopkeeper. And Jeff turns to the shopkeeper and says, well, I reckon I don't know what happened here. We're floating in a void because maybe I meddled too far into the past, and because I ruined the future, nothing exists.
And the shopkeeper looks around in this vortex of swirling blue and iridescent, translucent energy.
I think the only way out of this situation is if I apologize to you profusely. And if you forgive me, maybe the universe can be repaired.
Jeff, I've gone mad. We're here floating in the ether. Although I tried to impregnate as many nurses and hospital staff as I could along the way, it did no good. I had no progeny, no offspring, no spawn, no future for me, and so there was no future for others. Oh no,
this is terrible. I feel almost fully responsible.
But we still have each other here in the swirling vortex. We have each other.
True, we were friends. We could be friends again.
Yeah, we have light, and we were both floating. We're both kind of essences, and hey, it's not so bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's great. Well, hey, you know,
I think that I misjudged living a long time and what it could do to me, and really, I just didn't need any distractions. I just needed a good friend and fun. This is fun.
Whoa! Wow! Wow! What? I just love it up here. This is just great.
This is perfect. Then, all of a sudden, the universe reconstructed itself, and you could see the old town in Idaho get rebuilt, and all of a sudden we were back in time at the beginning of the construction of the town. Oh, what? It just took love and friendship to rebuild the universe?
Howdy. Call me shocked. Ain't that something?
Yeah, I'm shocked too. That is something. Well, you know what?
This is such a special moment. We get to witness the rebirth of something.
That's right.
Not just something, but the rebirth of something. It's due. Yeah, it's just real precious.
And this time I want your name to be the town's name. You should name the town after yourself this time.
Steven Lizard? You want to name the town Steven Lizard?
Sounds like a perfect name for a town.
I love the town name that it is today. Oathkeeper. Oathkeeper is a good town name.
Well,
Steven Lizard is...
If you don't want it...
It's what the tire coupons say. The coupons for tires. They say Steven Lizard. You know, yeah. Well, wow. I guess I'm blushing.
I feel like you are just being too modest for yourself. It's a good name. If you want to combine the name, it could be Steven Oathtown Lizard or Lizard Oathtown Steven. You could kind of do it that way.
Wow! Ooh!
Oh, and before I forget, I want you to live forever so you can have my my timekeeping pacemaker.
What about you? What will you do without it?
Oh, I don't need it anymore. Oh, I'll die.
But Jeff, you've come so far. Why bequeath it to me now? We won't.
I feel like I put you through enough trouble.
Oh, nonsense. It wouldn't be worth it without you. You can't go.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we split the little sucker into two pieces, we'll live almost quite as long as forever, but not quite. And then that way, we could split the difference.
Well, yeah, that's fine by me, Steven Lizard. I think that's just dandy.
Well, Steven Lizard, call me kooky, call me zany, call me just in love with being in love and happiness, but at least we can share this.
Oh, I love it. I will hold on to it forever.
Yes, you got to. If you let go of it for too long, you'll die.
Okay.
And so Jeff and Steven Lizard did live almost an eternity together, but not quite as long because they were splitting the power of the life-giving technology. Hopefully we get picked up for a season 2, guys. I mean, that was our season finale. It could have been our series finale. We don't know.
Yay!
Yay! Oh my gosh!
What a killer show! A great human you are.
Oh my gosh, you too! Couldn't have done it without my partner in crime.
Yay.
What I want to say, any closing remarks, anything going on, anything you're thinking about?
I love these shows and these episodes, how they go into different genres and stuff. So keep it up. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. And it was terrific to have you on the show.
Oh, heck yeah. And to all the listeners out there, yeah.
Oh, to all the very many listeners.
Take care.
All right. Well, this has been Ruth and Richard signing off from another episode of Second Golden Age of Radio.
Yay!
Yay!
Killer stuff,
you.
Richard! Oh my god. Do you live with other people?
Yes.
No, this is a butt. Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Same here. Thank you. When do you think it'll be live?
Well, I suppose May 16th. So look forward to it on Saturday, May 16th.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, cool. Okay, well.
Oh, and it was so good seeing you and improvising with you again.
I love it. Richard, I hope to see you again.
For sure.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, I can't wait. I look forward to this and other episodes.
All right, perfect. I'm excited.
Oh, yay. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you again.